The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah. Lovely! After 15 minutes of warming up, we're finally in the episode of Monaco. I'm whining people right now because Henry just been stretching the rubber and pissing me off, so I'm going to be on high edge this episode. Yes, bling bling money, stocks, slots, casino rolls, big money, Lamborghinis, Aventadors and whatnot. That's where we're at today, people.
Major money moves. Did you know that Monaco is getting into wine?
Wait, okay, what is it with rich folks and wine?
Meaning?
Every single rich person or rich state is like, oh, I have a vineyard somewhere out there.
I think it just makes people feel rich of themselves, if that makes any sense.
I guess so, but it's... Will it not decrease the value if everybody starts doing it?
I guess not. I mean, the thing with wine is that it's so subjective. Like, I feel like... Okay, tell me if this makes sense to you. Just while I'm stalling for 5 minutes here. Okay, so wine is so subjective that you can put... You can have like a billion wines out there and it doesn't lower the price just because you can put any price on it. Does that make sense?
No. I honestly, like, genuinely did not follow you on that one.
I just mean like, let's say I'm selling a lettuce, right? Just a good old head of lettuce.
Okay.
Classic.
Classic.
And then somebody else comes and undercuts me by 50 cents per lettuce. There's not much, like, of course people will go for the cheaper lettuce. Meanwhile, wine, okay, you can get undercut, but that's like, there's such an objective, subjective rather, difference in what a wine tastes like. And what wine is good, you undercutting that doesn't matter that much because that's where we're already at, if that makes sense.
I will say better what you're trying to say for the people listening. What Henry's trying to prevail is that rich people will buy rich wine nonetheless of how much the price is, and students will buy boxed wine because it's just boxed wine and it's in bulk, and then the mid of that is just to each of their tastes. No matter what the price is, you'll just buy the wine you like.
That is what I was trying to say.
Thank you.
I'm just saying...
You were trying to be like the rich folk in Monaco, being sophisticated for no reason. Talk to the commoners like us in normal speech, okay?
It's just like, when I'm in a wine store here, there's such an overwhelming amount of choice, and I'm just like... It doesn't have to be this way, but at the
same time,
doesn't really matter, you know?
When somebody's like, oh, bring wine to dinner or something, you know, like a party where I ask, what is everybody going to drink? What should I buy? Snacks. And somebody's like, oh, bring wine. I'm always like, fuck, what? I don't know what you like. So much choice.
Yeah.
So much.
I think the best way to go about that is just to get one you like or find one you like and then always just have that as the default choice. Because what else can you really do, you know? I was thinking, okay, I'll try a couple different wines, but you have to try so fucking much. It's just,
and
like,
it's also
okay,
not that
dude,
cheap to just keep trying things.
Yeah, who has the time and money for that? I guess that's why rich people like it, because they have both of those things.
Well, I guess we're answered our own question here in the podcast. Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom Huzzah, people. We done it.
Okay,
we answered the questions that we all ponder.
You get that... Like, plug there gives me, like, American, like, what's it called? American sports ad vibes. Well, Rudy, what's been going on with you? Anything you want to say before we get into Monaco? Monaco?
When this episode is coming out, it's going to be probably already in the midst of the Olympics, correct?
Very good point. That is correct.
What is your prediction? Because as of recording this, the Olympics have not happened. What is your prediction? Will people shit on it? What will be the good general consensus of a Paris Olympics?
I think it'll be like every other Olympics. Or
so
what do you mean
exactly?
So far, there's
been a lead up of just pure shitting on it. No, literally shitting in CN.
I don't know. I've genuinely not seen any.
Wait, you haven't heard this?
No.
All right, buckle up, people. This is going to run a bit longer, but this has to be said. So, Paris has invested a lot of money to trying to clean up the main river that runs through the city, right, Seine? River runs not only through Paris, of course, but through other regions of the country. And it is, I'm not going to say known, but it is rather not clean, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And they invest a lot of money trying to clean it up. And then people of Paris were still against Olympians swimming in the river for sports because they didn't want to. The idea was that they don't want to. They want to reduce the amount of buildings or special facilities they have to build for the Olympics. Because in reality, everybody knows how Olympics works. They build all these huge stadiums and then they're just empty after a while because it's only for the Olympics that you need this much.
Okay.
And for the river, they want to clean it up so all the swimming competitions can happen in the river. Parisians were against this because they said that, you know, it's still unclean. We don't want people in this river. Now, Macron, the big man from France, was like, you know what? I'm going to prove it's clean enough. I'm going to swim in the river before the Olympics. And people started petitioning to shit in the river on the day that he swims. And there were apps made, tracking apps, where even outside of the city, like the radius was quite big. At what point, like it's geolocation, if you live here, at what point you have to shit in the river so the current gets it down to where he swims at that time?
Please.
He never swam though, because preliminary analysis suggested that indeed, there's fucking fecal matter in the freaking river, even when nobody has been actively shitting in it. And even after there was like millions they spent of trying to clean it up, they still haven't done it. So I don't know what the follow-up to that is as of this moment, but Seine is not clean enough for Olympians to swim in there. And it's from now on, like, I believe a month till the Olympics. So I don't know what they're going to do.
What is it? There's no way that's for the swimming. That's for rowing and stuff, right? I assume. Because, like, the swimming competition.
I heard about
like,
swimming, but that's. I heard about, like, passing tails, not reading from an article, so I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But even with rowing, that water, you still get wet and you might fall into it, so.
Yeah. No, that's fair, but I just think in terms of swimming, like, the current, just. Like, you can't.
Oh, yeah, you're correct. That's not
going to
be swimming. But he. Yeah. But I don't know. Well, it was always in the article said that Macron wants to swim in the river, so maybe that was to prove a point, but that's why I assumed it's for swimming.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways, we have to move on.
I'll just quickly say then, as a final point on this, is that it sounds like people are just being babies for no... Like, the river's being clean and that's somehow seen as bad. Shame on French people.
There's probably more, but yeah, I don't know. What is the... Maybe it's Parisians being pricks to many people being the city again.
Yeah, that's probably more likely it. Anyway, that brings us to Monaco, where the harbour is not shit-infested. What do we got for news, Rudy?
Prince Albert II and his toys is my first article.
Cheers to that.
Monaco's Prince Albert II became the first person in Europe to officially test and drive the new Cybertruck from Tesla when he got behind the wheel of the innovative new all-electric vehicle in the Place du Casino earlier in June. So it's official. It's starting to make its way across the ocean. It's actually fucking drivable, right. I guess. Everybody who hasn't seen the Cybertruck from Tesla, go look it up. It looks like a GTA mod car, IRL. I don't know why anyone would want this to like be driven around. Maybe that's the future, and I'm not getting it yet, because it does look like from, I've never seen it, but what's it, Blade Runner, I guess, vibes? Or Troy?
Yeah.
But
so, this just brings me, and I know I've complained to you about this before, Rudy, I'm pretty sure, to the point of anybody who drives a pickup truck in urban Europe is a fucking little bitch and
yes,
needs to be forced to sell their car immediately. Because that shit is just not okay.
You are
it damages roads.
Exactly. There is no use for you with the pickup truck here. Like what? Unless, okay, I see some people doing that in Latvia. But Latvia, there's a lot of wood chopping happening. There's a lot of forests, right? There's a very forest area. I can understand in rural regions there to have a pickup truck. I do get it. I recently saw a good old Ram here in Eindhoven. It has to take the turns the same as a bus. I'm sorry, why do you need it in a city? What's the point of it?
It's just ridiculous. And especially down here in Australia, it's very noticeable as well. All like company vehicles are like massive utes, like pickups. And it's just really gross, in my opinion, to be honest. And the funny thing is, I see some of the older pickup trucks, which are like normal size, like car size. Nowadays, they've just made them comically large. Yeah. Just so that you can, like, I don't know what the point is other than to inconvenience everybody, basically. And it's about time somebody did something about them. And it's not Prince Albert II, it seems, because he's right there with him.
His comments, actually, from the report was, so this that new car then, as he drove off the nearest cliff.
Okay, I'll take it back. He's pretty based.
No. Joke, he's completely fine and nothing actually happened. But this same Cybertruck will now tour around the EU for showcasing. This journey will be called the Cyber Odyssey, which is the most Elon Musk thing they could have named it, honestly. This man literally out here living in a video game. I can't stress it enough. What a fucking bozo.
Oh, well, Rudy. Speaking of Americans or American ideas, I guess. The 4th of July celebrations at the local market in Monaco went off wonderfully. How about that for some news?
4th of July in Monaco?
Yeah, this is not something I expected to happen, but apparently there was a full-on 4th of July celebration for the good old Americans living. And I calculated, by the way, because they gave a statistic on how many percent Americans live in Monaco, and in total there's 300. So basically they threw a... If everybody showed up, I think it's justified. Otherwise it's pretty weird to hold a 4th of July festival, in my opinion.
It's just the rich folk, probably, because of that. It must be because they were just rich.
I think so, too.
It's the same as looking at these fucking, like, rich people from UAE or something. We have, like, a wedding where they invite, like, Rihanna, Bill Gates, and everybody like that. And you just sit there thinking, there's no way they even knew about each other before this wedding. Why is this a thing? Why do they spend this money to invite these big celebrities? Like, Rihanna, okay, performer. Bill Gates, why? Why do you need Bill Gates there?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But yeah, they hosted a Southern-style soiree at the local market. They had cowboys country singing, and I think line dancers inviting the crowd to join along. And of course, Rudy, no American night is complete without a mechanical bull. So, they had it all.
God, then that's one way to break your spine.
When's the last time you went on a mechanical bull?
Never, ever
have gone on a mechanical bull. Really? You should. It's pretty fun, actually.
I will not.
It's been so long since I've gone on one. I should go again.
I once got traumatized by a dear friend of mine who you also know. When we were little at a schoolyard. I don't know how they're called. Not swings, but the balance swings. The ones that you... How do you... Two people have to swing on it. In Latvian, we call it still swings, but the seesaw? Is that the English word?
Oh, seesaw. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. So he was sitting on one and I was sitting on the other one. And he started doing that thing because he was way heavy. Like, he could do that thing where he just sits on this end and I'm just in the air. Right?
Yeah.
So us swinging back and forth was basically just him jumping up and down. And at some point he started being like all funny and stuff and doing that thing where just before I go down, he like trashes his side a bit. So it like, I basically hit my butt because it just jumps up and down the seesaw like underneath me. And I was there like, yo, it's getting out of that. Stop. He keeps doing it. And I flew from my side basically almost to his and just fucking hit myself on the rails of the metal poles and whatnot. Till this day, he remembers that is the funniest shit ever. I'm there like I could have knocked all my teeth out.
I think that's valid from both sides. That is pretty funny and it is also pretty dangerous, yeah.
Anyways, next article. Gamer rage ablaze.
Okay, let's hear it.
A fire broke out in the toilets of Monaco's NSCF train station on Tuesday, June 25th. Here's what we know about the police investigation since this accident. Shortly before 11:45 a.m., a fire broke out inside Monaco station, requiring prompt intervention by the fire brigade. The fire, located in the men's toilet under the shopping arcade, caused three people to suffer from smoke inhalation. They were immediately evacuated by the emergency services. No more serious injuries were reported. The investigation conducted by the police department quickly established that the fire was started deliberately. The perpetrator, a minor aged under 13 years old of French nationality and not resident in Monaco, was located. And later on, it was not, but it was speculated in the comments that it was a kid salty about something in the arcade.
Imagine being so pissed off about something that you set a toilet on fire. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I read about this story as well, and I was just like, all right. At what point, first of all, how does someone under 13 have the tools to set a toilet on fire?
Like, what do you set a toilet on fire with? Like, what do you do? Do you put, like, gasoline in it and then set it on fire, or what?
That would probably work, yeah. I think, surely it's
a match,
with,
just like, a match in a toilet. Well, not, there's nothing inflammable there.
I think it would just be, like, setting some toilet paper, like a large amount of toilet paper on fire. That's my best guess.
I suppose so. By the way, kids, talking about toilets, do not ever backtrack this back to us. You never heard it here. But if you want 1 week free of school, just quickly put some yeast in the whole school bathroom.
Meaning? I have no idea what
this implies.
It's going
to expand in the water, and they're just going to clog every single plumbing thing in the school, and it's going to, like, just, it's going to be unusable. So they're going to give you, like, a week free to, like, clean it up. And so how do I know this works? It has happened in Latvia in a school, I know.
Yeah, okay. Honestly, whoever did that, I respect the dedication, to be honest. That's pretty funny.
How do they even clean it? I guess they put something like anti-yeast or some shit there.
Yeah, something like that. Then they flush the lines, probably, of, like, the whole plumbing, which is probably a whole lot of work, but that's why you get a week off, I guess. And then right as you come back next Monday, you grab your bag of yeast and you get back to it. All right, Rudy. Are we looking at a little time for some ads?
For some ads, indeed. Right. You're going to have an expert after this, so I can just go for a walk, correct?
Yep, I'll see you back in like 15 to 20. And you know what? Okay. Just don't come back at all. I'll do this all by myself from now on, all right?
Buddy, you said it. Bye, Felicia.
All right, see ya.
Hey. Psst. Hey, listen to me. Hey, see ya. Yep, sorry to bother you, mate. You look very tired. When's the last time you had a good night's sleep, huh? Yeah, it looks like it's been a while, hasn't it? Well, I would also be stressed if I had millions of billions of euros lying around in my bank account. Who knows what those pesky little bank tellers are doing to your poor money overnight? Ooh. Well, lucky for you, I have a solution that pays two bills in one transaction. Introducing Mo Mattress. Mo Mattress handcrafts an artisanal mattress for you, made completely of your own money. Worry no longer about what's happening with your money, as you are sleeping right on top of it. Get your own Mo Money mattress now.
There you go. Not much to say about that from my end, to be honest. But alright, I guess that invites our, or it's time for our guest expert to come by, and he's here today to lend us a hand in picturing what it's like to live in Monaco.
Et bonjour.
Welcome. I'm sure I don't have to read your name out for you, but I will anyway, just because I reckon it's useful for the listeners. Welcome today to Monaco resident Romain Naglou. So, hi, Romain. How are you doing today?
I am doing quite well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We've invited you on today, and you've graciously accepted after we paid you $1 million to come.
Oh, that's just change for me. I am here out of my goodwill, actually.
That's very nice. So, the first question is, of course, to live in Monaco. You're probably quite wealthy, aren't you? So, would you like to fill us in on what your job is or what you do on a daily basis?
Oh, I just go around and enjoy life. It's actually very hard work. I have inherited some money from three of my dad's aunts. Actually, I've never worked a day in my life. But that's how others would look at it. You try and walk around and, you know, see all the newest cars, see all of your friends' newest estates. It's hard work. You have to make a schedule. My calendar has never been this full. I don't know how you people do it. Sometimes I think I wish I could walk on a farm field, because that's just so easy.
You're right. I completely agree with you. You must go through a lot of shoes walking around so much. That's something I could never relate to, because I'm just sitting at my desk. Worry not, though. Let's go to the next question, Romain. So what a lot of people wonder about Monaco, of course, is it's such a unique place, in a sense that there's a very unique folks around there. What is it about living in Monaco that just gives that oomph behind it, you know? What is the X factor there for you, specifically?
I do not know if you have heard of this, but we have this new trend going on, and that oomph, that new, like, savant of life that keeps happening is we recently have started going into wine. And wine, oh my god. A good old red wine in the morning. Then some Branco in the afternoon. And to end the day with some champagne. Oh, the life here has never been better. I also see some cyber trucks now going around. So it's going to get much better only. Because pickup trucks, you can get so many wine bottles around these small streets. It's hard to carry them. Because we have hard work, we don't have time to carry the bottles around. So you have to go to friends' places to drink them.
All right. That's a very good point. So would you say, just to condense that down, the X factor in Monaco is just being drunk all the time? Is that what makes it so special?
Perhaps. I couldn't tell. Wahoos are so good here.
All right.
I think I haven't been sober since I've been 13.
Yeah, you sound like it a bit, if I'm honest. All right. So, Roma, obviously, we all know that Formula One is a big topic in Monaco.
Oh, yes, oui, vroom, vroom.
Can you tell us what the energy is like on a race weekend?
Even more wine and champagne all around. Very big people from all around the world coming around to see Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. I saw him once. Elon Musk stepped out of his own Cybertruck.
He was actually in the trunk, I heard.
He's actually a Transformer. He turned an Autobot.
So, just regarding all these people coming from out of town, how do you feel when there's so many regular folks running around that are not special and, like, blessed with God-given talent like you are?
Well, we are gracious here. We are not evil. Of course, you have to allow the lesser creatures to coexist with you. Otherwise, how can you know that it's good for you? What is this question? You have to... Oh my god. If I have to teach one more person about life, a cat doesn't hate the mice, coexists with them and eats one once in a while. Just like we rich. Sometimes the unions eat the rich, but in total, we stay floating. And you have to coexist with this, like, black and white balance. That's what life is for, to be enjoyed by the few out of 100.
All right, well, wonderful. Thank you very much, Romain. It was great to have you on. Are there any closing words you'd like to say before we have to go?
No, I think my schedule is actually calling. I have to see to a friend's house. It's afternoon and the white wine is waiting for me. Ho ho ho! Au revoir!
Au revoir! Alright, Rudy. Are you back yet? Did you come back from your walk? Did you have a good cup of tea?
Who the fuck was that?
It was quite dashing, if I do say so myself.
I don't know, that mustache. That was something to see. Should have been there.
Yep. Well, that's all right. You can be there for the next one.
In the meantime, now I can finally do my job. I see that a lot of interviews are happening as of recent. Am I not doing good enough, Henry? Is this what is aligning to? Getting fired?
Listen, I was not supposed to tell you this, but the director from above has said that we're trying to reduce your screen time dramatically. So.
Well, judging by us having a podcast and having absolutely zero screen time to begin with, I don't think I'll suffer much from it, but I'll keep that into account. Thank you for looking out, brother. Weather news. All right. As for the weather, rich and richer, rejoice, as your golden teeth and shiny pearls will have that extra bling bling in the sunny weather that August promises. Yes, indeed, as only one day in the second week is promised to have rain, the rest of the month will allow you to sizzle in your overpriced cars at up to 32 degrees Celsius in broad daylight. Do be warned of the very end of the month, though. Thunderstorms are around the corner, but I am sure there's nothing to be worried about there. Laughs in rich while sitting in a private castle. Nighttime activities can be encouraged with the average temperature being around 20 degrees Celsius at the start and slowly but surely dropping to 18 Celsius. Hopefully, like some stock options. Anyways, I gotta catch a helicopter now, but remember people, eat the rich and that's it for the weather news.
Alright, well, thank you very much, Rudy. Let's bring it along to keeping an eye out then. So, you know the drill, everybody. Close your eyes and picture this. You wake up and it's a wonderful sunny day by the Mediterranean Sea. Not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. A gentle breeze flows through your hair as you walk the streets, filled with classic French architecture. You go to a bakery, grab a croissant, and say, they just taste better here. You think to yourself around midday, maybe it's finally time to go towards Monaco. So you head to the central train station of Nice so that you could finally get to your destination. As you cross the border, your money instantly evaporates out of your pockets. Struck by your newfound poverty, you decide to spend the day walking around, like a little peasant. Seeing all the rich people things that you will never be able to afford. Hours later, your stomach rumbles. Before the day, you decide to eat at McDonald's, the only restaurant in town that you can afford to eat at. If that sounds good to you, then maybe Monaco could be your next destination.
I love how you sell all these locations, Henry. I think you're doing such a great job. Tickets are getting booked as we speak.
Glad to hear that. Hopefully that becomes a little bit of a kickback to my pocket then, because God knows I need it. All right, Rudy. That leads me straight into the local business, which I'm just going to jump the carp, and I'll just go ahead and tell you mine, and that's the Prince of Monaco Car Collection. Because if you're already in a part of the world that's highly regarded for the Formula One action around town, then in my opinion, it might be nice to go see what it's all about.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, as always, I'm here to support and upvote the smaller people and local businesses. So without further ado, if you happen to be in Monaco, perhaps give a visit to Casino de Monte Carlo. A historic establishment seemingly always in need of funding and more income, organizing lavish events and attracting all the famous people in a radius of three continents seems to be not enough for this modern day competitive and corporate world. So if you have spare coins, do check out Casino de Monte Carlo to gamble it away.
That's very honorable of you, Rudy. They really do need the shout out. All right. And then the local radio station, Rudy, what you got?
For my local radio, I suggest to vibe under some deep electropop dance experiences with Yellow Radio, which, by the way, sounds like an ice cream ad when you listen to the intro, because I had to listen to our intro, and verbatim this. Yellow Radio. Only good vibes.
Why would you do that for a radio station?
I don't know. But I found this website where before you listen to any of the live radios, they actually do the intro of the radio. And this just like really assaulted all my senses. Yellow.
Well, Rudy, what I've got for you is the Lounge Channel. That's some pretty chill music. And what really sold it is that their tagline is 100% luxury vibes, which is so stupid that it becomes good again. And on that note, I think that's it for today.
Indeed. Find me on Instagram at 000RUDY000. So 3 zeros, Rudy, 3 zeros. If you want some feedback. By this point, I believe the Spotify thing will be fixed. So on Spotify, you can also give us feedback. If you want to find Henry, go to the deserts of Australia, fight a kangaroo, cross the three dunes and one to the left, and his house should be somewhere there.
Yep. Alternatively, you can chant my name 3 times in the mirror or while there's candlelight in the back. And if you're lucky enough, I'll break through the mirror and have a conversation with you.
Exactly. Right. This was brought to you by Tomofuza Production. Check out our other projects. For example, our lovely streamer Colossal Pengu on Twitch. And next destination by the wheel is...
Tarija in Bolivia.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
So, see you there.
See you there.
Goodbye.